From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Residents in the southern U.S. town of Chattanooga, Tennessee, are stunned as authorities try to determine the motive of the gunman who opened fire onto military facilities Thursday, killing four U.S. Marines. It was kind of shocking when we heard about it. It's not something you expect to hear about, retired personal chef Gene Schultz, who lives about 48 kilometers from the city center, told VOA. Some residents believe this incident will surely affect relations with Muslims in the area. I don't see how it could keep from it, John Buchheit told VOA. There's a certain group of people who that can be radicalized at any time. The FBI's Ed Reinhold said at a news conference that there is nothing now that ties the shooter, identified as 24-year-old Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz, to international terrorists. He was killed in an exchange of gunfire. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has called last year's downing a Malaysia Airlines flight, MH17, a ruthless terrorist attack, and said the fatal missile shot could only have happened with participation from Russia. Mr. Poroshenko said Friday, Ukraine's moral duty to honor the victims is to ensure a fair punishment for those responsible for shooting down the aircraft. Mourners for the 298 victims gathered in the Ukrainian village near the crash site in eastern Ukraine. A makeshift memorial has been erected where many have come to pay their respects. Friday's ceremony will include the unveiling of a monument funded by the local rebel government. The majority of the 298 people killed 1 year ago when the plane was hit over eastern Ukraine were Dutch citizens. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama will host Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir at the White House Friday to pitch the virtues of the Iran nuclear agreement as diplomats move ahead with preparations to ratify the deal in the U.N. Security Council. The Saudis' apprehension about the Iran pact was on display Thursday as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held talks with Jubeir in Washington.
If a deal is implemented, that the Iranians will use this deal in order to improve the economic situation in Iran and to improve the lot of the Iranian people and not use it for adventures in the region. And we are committed that if Iran should try to cause mischief in the region, we're committed to confront it resolutely.
British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond was trying to get Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to warm up to the Iran nuclear deal. But Mr. Netanyahu is maintaining his staunch opposition to the pact.
We would have wanted to see a deal that says the following: Iran, you will get the easing on the restrictions of your nuclear program, and you will get sanctions relief if you change your behavior first. In fact, there is no requirement for any change of behavior on the part of Iran, which is what makes this deal so fundamentally flawed.
The UN Security Council is expected to adopt a resolution ratifying the deal reached between Iran and six world powers in Vienna. The vote set for Monday morning will begin the process of gradually lifting international sanctions imposed on Iran, with Tehran giving up its nuclear program in exchange. More bomb blasts Friday have interrupted Eid celebrations in northeastern Nigeria, killing at least 10 people in the city of Damaturu. The two explosions struck an open-air praying area where worshippers were observing the final day of the holy month of Ramadan. Some reports say there was another blast following the first two. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the attacks. The vice president of Yemen's exiled government says Saudi-backed troops have recaptured the southern port city of Aden from Shiite rebels. Fighters loyal to the exiled government launched a major offensive this week against the Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Aden, Yemen's second-largest city. And the German parliament voted overwhelmingly Friday to open negotiations with Greece on a third bailout package. Lower house lawmakers supported the government proposal, 439 to 119 votes, with 40 abstentions, to launch talks on details of the rescue plan. Germany, as the largest contributor to Greece's bailout, has been insisting on drastic spending cuts and tax hikes in return. Eurozone's finance chiefs agreed Thursday to hand Athens a short-term loan to meet its immediate debts. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.